the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Ocean Man and Broadband in Laugh It Off.
What you can see as the Mollusk continues his assault on Washington, D.C. The armed forces have responded to the attack, but so far appear to be no match for what seems to be superior Atlantean artillery. The Earth Guard has still not appeared, but former Guard member Ocean Man does appear to be doing his best to keep
can
the Atlanteans
Can we at least turn it
capital.
Down a little? I'm working on it. Keep your mask on.
You will, don't worry.
Look, I don't like taking it off.
I didn't say a word.
Got it. Getting the best of you happy now? You ask me, the Mollusk has the right idea. How come we never lead a charge on Washington?
I thought the Sysops did attack the Pentagon once. Didn't Broadband?
All right, shut up. He's got an army, like...
Exactly. None of us is the ruler of a sovereign nation.
Excuse me, my army of moon children.
I'm sorry, let me rephrase.
Thank you.
I meant none of us is a ruler of a nation with a collective IQ in the double digits. I mean, at the very least, Atlanteans appear to be able to use simple firing weapons.
The moon children have very strong jaws.
Yeah, that's a good substitute for the use of tools.
They don't need tools. They have me.
Anyone else want to take this joke, or should I?
You're laughing at me. You're having fun at my expense. A queen.
Oh, relax, Luna. Just let it go. I mean, Dragon Drop never takes it personally when I imply that his implants make him look like an overblown can opener.
Just like Ass Mask never gets angry when I bring up the time the Stallion beat him with a single horseshoe to the head.
Okay, now that's pathetic.
And Acid Drop just laughs it off when I tell him about the time his mother and I...
That's it! This whole thing is foolish. Count me out.
What? Oh, come on.
No, forget it. I'm leaving this minute. I'm teleporting back to my moon kingdom and moving us back into Martian orbit immediately.
What? No, we talked about this. You can't do that.
And why not? The way I see it, if the moon wants to orbit Mars, that's the moon's business as a sovereign nation.
Sovereignty has nothing to do with it. We wouldn't let France leave the planet either. It's a matter of the ecological damage it would do.
And why should I care about the damage to your planet?
We'd all die.
Why should I care for your Earth and life? You never care for my moon children.
They're made out of a virus.
They've evolved.
Barely.
That's it. You can take your vengeance and shove it up your ass. Get out of my way. I'm leaving.
Over my dead
body. No, let her go. We don't need her.
But Suspiria.
It's her choice. She is a queen. After all, she can make her own decisions.
Thank you. I leave you behind now to return to my loyal and loving subjects. But remember this. The moon is mine. And if any one of you ever even sets foot on it, I will send my moon children to eat the meat off your bones. Now if you'll excuse me. What? How did I get in this? Oh, Suspiria! Suspiria, you let me out of this cell this instant, you bitch!
Harsh, but fair. We might have been able to reason with her.
I don't have the patience if you're not with us and all.
What the? Hey, let me get the sound back up.
What? Why?
You can see that Broadband does appear to be on the scene. Now with, yes, he appears to have sent a giant 10 to 15 foot tall Broadband unit. He's taking on a number of the troops with this large robot, but appears to still be overwhelmed by the sheer number of opponents. He appears to be focusing on the giant squid armada along the shoreline as he attacks.
Well, that's something you don't see every day.
Unless you have a DVD player.
Jesus, it's a work of art.
What? What on earth are you doing?
I'm just looking at the Broadband unit.
I noticed. You look like you're about to kiss that monitor.
So that's how it is with you, is it?
Hey, you shut the hell up. I'm impressed by the hardware, that's all. It's new.
How can you tell?
The Sysops fight him all the time, but I've never seen that model before.
Maybe he just didn't think he would need it, fighting pansies like you.
I'll have you know he had to invent all new models to fight us a few times. Man's a genius. I can't help it if he stays ahead of the tech curve.
Looks like someone has a cyber crush to me. Oh, Broadband, you're so bleeding edge. Hit me, you fool!
Oh, that's it. You're dead.
Huh? You think that... You think... You think you can...
Dragon Drop, stop this.
Who's a pansy now, huh? You want to take it back now, do ya?
Not if... Not if you... Not...
Dragon Drop! Put him down now.
What? Oh, you made me spring a leak.
Silence! I want you boys to make up. Don't make me make you. You know I can do it.
Fine. Truce.
Truce.
Shake on it. Pretty please.
Fine. Put it there.
All right, my friend. We can work too. Did you make me do that?
Sure did. He was getting on my nerves.
What is so funny?
He's so stupid. I can't believe he fell for that.
It's really not that funny. He wasn't very bright. Oh, wait. It's the gas. Nitrous oxide. That's what I'm leaking.
You're leaking laughing gas?
There has to be some way to vent the area or something, and we just knocked out our computer expert.
Relax. I feel great. Take your mask off and indulge.
I am not taking off my mask.
Oh, come on. There's nothing to worry about. What's the worst that could possibly...
Suspiria.
Gas mask.
Let's see you laugh at this, mind witch.
Hey, stay right where you are, heroes, or I'll...
You'll do what, little man? You think a little gust of smelly wind can stand up to Cindy DeLille, the great water snake Loa?
Okay, yeah. I surrender.
Voodoo lady, get him in a cell. I'll free the others.
Yes, sir, boss. Ooh, Suspiria's all fat and ugly again. I hate it when she gets knocked out.
I had sex with that?
Thank God you came.
There's an emergency, and there was no reply from the guard tower. We had to see what the trouble was.
But they set an alarm on the teleporter.
We flew up on the horse.
Of course, of course.
See that? Stumped a genius, we did.
Stallion, it's not our fault. They... Disaster, she took us by surprise and...
Then she'd smuggled the disaster blaster on the station somehow in the confusion.
We had no way of knowing.
That's not important now. We've got... We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, while you're sitting here shirking blame, the mollusk is trying to take over the country.
What's so funny?
Bigger fish. The mollusk.
Come on, gang, it's serious.
Jesus, look at the monitor.
What the hell is that?
Brain frame. Sound up, monitor 3.
Water and Ocean Man appears to be standing on top of this giant pillar of water, drawing in all moisture in the greater DC area. The reflecting pools in the mall, a good portion of the Chesapeake, and more importantly, all the water sustaining the Atlantean water-breathing apparatuses have been drawn up into this pillar. The Atlantean fleet, those left conscious, appear to be retreating towards the ocean as fast as they
and
can.
And you thought Ocean Man would be dried up without us.
Shut the hell up, you moron. We need to see this.
Back the remaining Atlanteans, with Broadband's help, while rounding up and disarming those that have... Oh my God! The pillar of water that Ocean Man had drawn together has just fallen, suddenly dissipated, and is washing the retreating troops back into the sea, but no, there's no sign of Ocean Man anywhere. He appears to be... The man who was thrown from the Earth Guard in disgrace has now saved the nation's capital almost single-handedly, and now appears to be missing, if not dead.
This is just amazing.
It's not funny at all. It's terrible.
Guys,
ridiculous!
Oh, it's laughing gas. I sprung a leak.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikowski as the narrator, Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast, Jordan D. White as the Jack, Rich Bellin as the Stallion, Angela Timon as Peas Blossom, Elijah Weberhan as Mr. Fahrenheit, Devin White as Voodoo Lady,
Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl, Daniel Schwartz as Dragon Drop, Ava Rosenblatt as Suspiria, Ryan LaRanger as Gas Mask, Kate Slotwinski as Lady Luna,
and Frank Allen as the newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Mikowski.